Radio's group chat.
My favorite thing is...
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On iRadio's group chat.
With Valerie McHugh. You
talking about it. In May, Kieran O'Malley lost his wife, Liz Kavanagh, after her courageous battle with colon cancer. During her illness, the couple married, and in her final weeks, Liz received wonderful care from Galway Hospice. To honour her memory and support the hospice, the Connacht Hospitality Group's annual Walk in Green takes place on Thursday, August 13th, which is Liz's birthday, with all funds raised going to Galway Hospice. Kieran joins us now to remember Liz, raise awareness of colon cancer and talk about the importance of hospice care. Kieran, first of all, my sincere condolences to you on the passing of Liz. She truly was one of a kind, a wonderful lady. Tell us who she was beyond her illness and what kind of a person did everybody know and love when it came to Liz?
She was the most genuine, incredible person you could hope to meet. Just to know her was to love her. My family adored her. She was just so real and authentic. And I think that's why people really appreciated her story and why so many people kind of followed her and wanted the best for her. She was just, she was so lovely to be around, so positive. She was an incredible person. I was so lucky to have met her and to get to spend so much time with her.
Anything I've ever seen about Liz online, you can feel that warmth that she has as a person that has radiated through social media. And it's been wonderful to see so much beautiful content about her, and also all the beautiful comments that have been coming in, I'm sure, about her have been just lovely to have. For people that are hearing about Liz's journey for the first time this evening, can you take me back to when Liz first became unwell?
Yeah, I suppose, and you're right about that. Like the messages have been so comforting, but it's probably summer of 2024. She had been sick a few times and we visited the hospitals, but she had Crohn's and everything pointed to the fact that it was probably going to be along those lines. So we went on holiday in September 2024 and she was in excruciating pain for the whole week. She was unable to eat. She was really struggling. So I said, we're going straight to A&E as soon as you come back to Ireland. So she went in and there was different operations planned and it didn't happen. And, you know, they were looking at all the different options. And unfortunately, it was about November, towards the end of November 2024, that they finally operated on her and discovered that she had bowel cancer. So obviously devastating, but she took it in her stride. She's very resilient, very positive, and she went through a number of different treatments, but documented her journey at all times. And, you know, I suppose bowel cancer wouldn't get as much publicity or there wouldn't be as much information out there about it, but Liz really... she was so brave and articulate in the way that she shared her story, and it was so inspiring. So, you know, one of her legacies is definitely how much awareness she brought to the disease, and just to encourage people to check themselves, to you know, believe your own intuition, because oftentimes people have pain or discomfort and they'll ignore it. And she, you know, be a huge advocate for getting yourself checked, for going to the doctor. And if you have a gut feeling that, you know, you're being passed off or that it's not getting the proper resolution, she would always have encouraged her followers and anyone she knew to go and get checked until you were happy and to make sure that you trusted the process.
What were the type of symptoms or the warning signs that Liz was trying to raise awareness for when it came to bowel cancer?
Well, it's getting your regular checks, it's getting your bloods checked, but, you know, people that would be having discomfort. And there was a lot of instances and people that were coming to her that, you know, it would be passed off as something else, or it wouldn't be the exact condition. So she'd insist that people try to get as many tests as was required, just to give them the comfort and the peace of mind. So it's so important to have a, you know, open dialogue with your doctor and to be honest about how you're feeling and what you're expressing. I know a lot of people had searched their symptoms online and stuff like that. That's not really what it's about. It's about getting tests, blood tests, and to go and check with your own doctor and just express your own concerns and the legitimate, you know, have it kind of written down to know exactly what you've been experiencing and to try and get to the best resolution. And she was very good at keeping a journal of her feelings, how she was day to day, and that really helped. She was tracking different things, you know, her blood pressure and different stuff like that. And it was just good to have as much information as possible when she went into the doctor so that she was able to explain her situation. And that seemed to be something that helped other people as well.
Also, I think the fact that she was stressing so much and you have are now following on to stress the same to get things checked out is so important, because particularly when it comes to bowel health, I think people can be a bit taboo about it and afraid to talk about it. But doctors, they really have heard it all before, and it is important to go and get these things checked out.
It's so true. It's funny. I went and got an assessment myself very recently, and the doctor was there. Will I check your testicles? And I was like, why not? And just a quick test, and that's it, done. It's nothing, you know, to be awkward about or embarrassed about. It's all physical health. As you say, they've seen it all, and they've seen a lot worse than you're going to present. But, you know, like even the assessment I had recently, it's good to have a baseline. You know, it's all clear. It's all good. But, you know, it gives you the peace of mind, but also the baseline that when you go and get your regular checkups, that it hasn't gone too far and that you're able to, you know, you have that peace of mind, but also, you know, if things are progressing or moving in the right or wrong direction.
In the middle of everything that was going on with Liz's health and what you were both going through together as a family, you decided to get married, which I'm sure so many people will have seen. It was one of the most talked about weddings, I think, for that period of time. What made you make that decision, and what day did that mean to the two of you?
It was incredible. It was after getting the worst news that you can possibly get. But when we were there together, we were facing this sadness. We didn't have long left together, but we had a beautiful engagement a few months previous. We always planned to get married, and we always hoped to get married on a beach somewhere. That never happened, but we still had the opportunity to be surrounded by loved ones. And, you know, as soon as I said it to her that Friday, she thought it was a lovely idea. She lit up, and the next week was just pure focus on the wedding, and it was great fun. It was great excitement. Her best friends came in and threw her a hen party in Galway Hospice. And it was from the moment that we decided we were getting married, anyone that came to visit or came to talk to her, they weren't talking about her prognosis, they were talking about the wedding. And then after the wedding, we had, you know, the day two, we had trips away to lovely places. It was just such a wholesome and loving experience, but it was a room filled with love, and it was the most beautiful day. We were surrounded by our family, our friends. The love that we got online was incredible, but it was just like for Liz to come out of the hospice to look so beautiful and to be able to enjoy the way she did. It was incredible. She was angelic walking down the aisle that day. It was just amazing. So it was, you know, there's a lot of sadness obviously over the past few months, but that's a treasured memory that I'll have for the rest of my life. Someone said to me before, I didn't get to spend the rest of my life with her, but she got to spend the rest of her life with me. And it was such a beautiful experience. And, you know, one of our friends, Alan Clark, helped us make it an incredible video that I will treasure till my last day. And it was just, we were so lucky to have such a lovely day, to have so many wonderful friends. And one of my particular memories of the day was Nicola Maguire, our celebrant. Everything was in the moment. She didn't talk about the future. She was so respectful of the situation, but it was just a perfect day of love.
And that is how it has come across, even through the snippets you have shared on social media. She really was the most angelic bride. She had the most gorgeous dress and everything, and you could tell she was having the time of her life there with you. You've touched on the Galway Hospice there, which is where she was when this was all happening. People often say hospice care is about so much more than medical treatment, which I'm really gathering from what you're saying is definitely the case. What will you always remember about the care and the kindness that you both received there during that time?
Well, it's definitely the staff, how friendly and how supportive and how loving they were. Like, they really took Liz into their hearts. Like, there is so many things that go on there. They have music, they have little barbecues, they have art classes. There's loads of different stuff for the people that are in there. But I will never forget the kindness and compassion of the staff, because I stayed there for the last 3 weeks of Liz's life. So I was there 23 hours a day. And, you know, they were coming in, checking on her every few minutes. They were giving out to her if she was in pain and she hadn't pressed the buzzer to get new medication. They were just another level of kindness. And You know, it's so sad what we were experiencing, but the love that we felt from them really, I don't know, it made it so much more compassionate and bearable the last few weeks of Liz's life. And, you know, it's I work in the Connaught's Hotel in Galway City, and the hospice is just across, just down the street. So I pass it very, very often. And I always have a warm feeling in my heart passing it, knowing that Liz was so well looked after in her final days.
Losing your soulmate is something that no one can truly prepare you for. And by all accounts, Liz is your soulmate and you are hers in every way. How, if you don't mind me asking, have you been coping over the last couple of months since Liz's passing?
I suppose the biggest thing is loneliness. I miss her so much from just messaging her, talking to her, the silly things that, you know, only partners would, you know, message each other about or talk to each other about. Obviously talking about Mayo getting to the All-Ireland and different stuff like that. Yeah, it's just, we were so compatible and spent so much time together that it is hard to replace that. I'm very, very lucky to amazing work colleagues, friends and family that are so considerate. I'm playing an outrageous amount of football at the moment, and I think I'm cramming all that in to keep my life fairly busy. But, you know, it seems to be helping me at the moment and it's working. But yeah, it's, you're trying to take each day as it comes. Every person grieves differently, but the biggest thing is I'm lonely. I miss my best friend.
Yeah, I can imagine. And as a Mayo woman, Mayo going to the All-Ireland final, I'm sure she would absolutely love that. You actually don't know if she's going to play a good hand in that, because the hope wasn't there for a good while. Let's talk about the Walk in Green. It's taking place on the 13th of August, which is, of course, Liz's birthday. Why was it so important to honour her in this way? And what would it mean to see the community come together in her memory once again on the day?
Yeah, well, it was the idea of a work colleague. So every year, the Connacht Hospitality Group raise funds for various charities around Galway City. And in the time leading up to Liz's passing, I wasn't at work, but they had decided that instead of each business in the Connacht Group having their own separate charity, all of the businesses were going to come together and Galway Hospice was going to be the charity of choice for the year ahead. So that was a lovely gesture in my absence. And then in a meeting one day, we have this walk every year, and someone suggested, would we do it on Liz's birthday? And I just thought it was the kindest, nicest thing, because that was going to be a particularly difficult day for myself. So, you know, the team rallied around, they were all excited about it. And it's just, it means that I'm going to be surrounded by loved ones. Her friends, her family will be there as well. So it's kind of a lovely way for us to be together and support each other on that day. And then you're raising funds for an incredible organization who've done so much work and who touched the lives of so many people around Galway. And obviously there's Mayo Roscommon Hospices, a lot of hospices around the region, and the work that they do, most people don't understand it until they've actually been through it. And then once you're touched by the hospice, you really realize it's incredible, truly incredible what they do. So yeah, it's just it's lovely to have this opportunity through my own job, and to be surrounded, you know, the support from colleagues and stuff like that has meant so much. It shows a tangible, you know, everyone asks you how you are and stuff like that, but this is something actually tangible. It's like, come on, let's do something lovely in Liz's memory, and it's something she would have loved. We often walk the prom in Salt Hill, we live very close to there, so. And we're actually ending up in this food and drink afterwards in M. Fitzgerald's bar. And that's the last place we ever ate together. We went out for dinner subsequent, but Liz was on a tube, so she wasn't able to eat. So Valentine's Day was the last time she physically ate out. And it was in this bar. So it's a lovely full circle moment that we're returning there after this walk in her memory.
How can people support the Walk in Green if they've listened to your story this evening and may well have been following Liz while she was very active on her own social media, raising awareness for all of this?
So we have an iDonate page, and all the funds are going directly to the Galway Hospice. So if they want to go onto the Connacht Hotel, Connacht Hospitality Group, or my own Instagrams, it's Kieran O'Malley 81, then you'll follow the link in bio and you'll be able to donate there. So people have been fantastically generous so far. So yeah, it's any of those three Instagrams. My own one has the link in bio, Connacht Hotel, and the Connacht Hospitality Group Instagram, you'll be able to find it there. And I appreciate all the support so far, and it's been incredible. And when we organized, I thought, yeah, there'll be a few people out, but now I'm starting to think that it could be a bigger event. And it's lovely because it just shows how many people Liz touched and how many people were affected by her story. And it's beautiful to get messages from people all around the country. So I think it's going to be a really beautiful evening.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be just the most gorgeous place to be on the 13th of August for the Walk in Green. I wish you the best of luck with it, Ciarán. Thank you so much for taking time out this evening to chat to me about it, and also to share more about Liz, because there's obviously a lot of tragedy that has come with this story, but it's just so lovely to hear about who she actually was as a person beyond all of that. So thank you so much. It's been a privilege.
Thank you so much for having me on, and it's lovely. It's my favourite thing to do is talk about her, so thank you.
Hi, Radio Scroop Chat.
My favourite thing is...
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On iRadio Scroop Chat.
With Valerie McHugh.
You talking about it.